inaccurate and amateurish. The verdict given by experts in regards to a diagram that has not only cast a shadow on the credibility of recent document leaks, but on escalated international pressure on Iran over its nuclear program. Though the incident may give rise to outrage among Iranian locals, this is not the first time a document trail has led to a dead end in regards to verifying the existence of a nuclear weapons program. Linda Pearson, a contributor for the Green Left Weekly, believes this is a case of history repeating itself.
You've got this, and the warmongering, I think, against Iran was really increased during the recent US presidential election. So, you know, we're listening to Obama boasting about the toughest sanctions ever in history to be imposed on Iran.
Her latest article pertains to document leaks dating back to 2004, which stipulate that Iran was willing to cooperate in negotiations for a Middle Eastern nuclear-free zone. The documents, first published on WikiLeaks, state that Israel attempted to sideline negotiations.
What's behind Israel's and its allies' threats against Iran is not because they want peace and security in the region. It's all about power and dominance.
Based on these former document leaks, Professor Dr. Anthony Billingsley, lecturer of international relations at the University of New South Wales, believes there will be little repercussion if the claims of a hoax hold true.
The problem with these leaks is, to a point, I don't think it matters whether it's a hoax or not, because what I think the Israelis and perhaps the Americans want to do is just increase the pressure. And if it's shown later to be a hoax, it doesn't really matter. They've caused a lot of trouble.
On the other hand, the hoax will have an impact on some.
It's damaging for the International Atomic Energy Agency. It's very damaging, I think, for the Director General, who already is regarded by many countries as somewhat suspect, as too much in the Western camp.
It is hoped that the incident will spark international powers to relieve pressure off the region and in turn question the legitimacy of current sanctions. Millie Stalinovich, Press TV, Sydney.